The Acts of the Apostles. Three days after Festus became governor, he went from Caesarea to Jerusalem. There, the leading priests and the important Jewish leaders made charges against Paul before Festus. They asked Festus to do something for them. They wanted him to send Paul back to Jerusalem. They had a plan to kill Paul on the way. But Festus answered,
"No, Paul will be kept in Caesarea. I will return there soon myself. Some of your leaders should go with me. They can accuse the man there in Caesarea if he has really done something wrong."
Festus stayed in Jerusalem another 8 or 10 days. Then he went back to Caesarea. The next day, he told the soldiers to bring Paul before him. Festus was seated on the judge's seat when Paul came into the room. The Jews who had come from Jerusalem stood around him. They started making serious charges against Paul, but they could not prove any of them. This is what Paul said to defend himself.
"I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, against the temple, or against Caesar."
But Festus wanted to please the Jews, so he asked Paul,
"Do you want to go to Jerusalem? Do you want me to judge you there on these charges?"
"I am standing at Caesar's judgment seat now. This is where I should be judged. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews. You know this is true. If I have done something wrong, and the law says I must die, I do not ask to be saved from death. But if these charges are not true, then no one can give me to them. No, I want Caesar to hear my case."
Festus talked about this with the people who advised him. Then he said,
"You have asked to see Caesar, so you will go to Caesar."
A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to visit Festus. They stayed there for some time, and Festus told the king about Paul's case.
"There is a man that Felix left in prison. When I went to Jerusalem, the leading priests and the Jewish elders there made charges against him. They wanted me to sentence him to death, but I answered, 'When a man is accused of a crime, Romans do not hand him over just to please someone. The man must be allowed to face his accusers and defend himself against their charges.' So these Jews came here to Caesarea for the trial, and I did not waste time. The next day I sat on the judge's seat and commanded that the man be brought in. The Jews stood up and accused him, but they did not accuse him of any serious crime as I thought they would. The things they said were about their own religion and about a man named Jesus. Jesus died, but Paul said that he is still alive. I did not know much about these things, so I did not ask questions. But I asked Paul, 'Do you want to go to Jerusalem and be judged there?' But he asked to be kept in Caesarea. He wants a decision from the emperor, so I ordered that Paul be held until I could send him to Caesar in Rome."
Agrippa said to Festus,
"I would like to hear this man too."
"Tomorrow you will hear him."
The next day, Agrippa and Bernice appeared. They dressed and acted like very important people. Agrippa and Bernice, the army leaders, and the important men of Caesarea went into the judgment room. Then Festus ordered the soldiers to bring Paul in.
"King Agrippa, and all who are gathered here with us, you see this man. All the Jewish people, here and in Jerusalem, have complained to me about him. They shout that he should not live any longer. When I judged him, I could find nothing wrong. I found no reason to order his death. But he asked to be judged by Caesar, so I decided to send him. But I have nothing definite to write the emperor about him. So I have brought him before all of you, especially you, King Agrippa. I hope that you can question him and give me something to write. I think it is foolish to send a prisoner to Caesar without telling what the charges are against him."
Agrippa said to Paul,
"You may now speak to defend yourself."
Then Paul raised his hand and began to speak.
"King Agrippa, I will answer all the charges that the Jews make against me. I think it is a blessing that I can stand here before you today. I am very happy to talk to you because you know so much about all the Jewish customs and the things that the Jews argue about. Please listen to me patiently. All the Jews know about my whole life. They know the way I lived from the beginning in my own country and later in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time. If they want to, they can tell you that I was a good Pharisee. And the Pharisees obey the laws of the Jewish religion more carefully than any other group of Jewish people. Now, I am on trial because I hope for the promise that God made to our ancestors. This is the promise that the 12 tribes of our people hope to receive. For this hope, the Jews serve God day and night. My king, the Jews have accused me because I hope for this same promise. Why do any of you people think it is impossible for God to raise people from death? I too thought I ought to do many things against Jesus from Nazareth. And in Jerusalem, I did many things against God's people. The leading priests gave me the power to put many of them in jail. When they were being killed, I agreed that it was a good thing. In every synagogue, I often punished them. I tried to make them say evil things against Jesus. I was so angry against them that I even went to other cities to find them and punish them. One time, the leading priest gave me permission and the power to go to Damascus. On the way there, at noon, I saw a light from heaven. The light was brighter than the sun. It flashed all around me and the men who were traveling with me. We all fell to the ground. Then I heard a voice speaking to me in the Jewish language. The voice said, "Saul, Saul, why are you doing things against me? You are only hurting yourself by fighting me." I said, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord said, "I am Jesus. I am the one you are trying to hurt. Stand up. I have chosen you to be my servant. You will be my witness. You will tell people the things that you have seen and the things that I will show you. This is why I have come to you today. I will not let your own people hurt you, and I will keep you safe from the non-Jewish people too. These are the people I am sending you to. I send you to open their eyes that they may turn away from darkness to the light. I send you that they may turn away from the power of Satan and turn to God. Then their sins can be forgiven, and they can have a place with those people who have been made holy by believing in me. King Agrippa, after I had this vision from heaven, I obeyed it. I began telling people that they should change their hearts and lives and turn to God. I told them to do things to show that they really had changed. I told this first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and in every part of Judea, and also to the non-Jewish people. This is why the Jews took me and were trying to kill me in the temple. But God helped me, and is still helping me today. With God's help, I am standing here today and telling all people what I have seen. But I am saying nothing new. I am saying what Moses and the prophets said would happen. They said that the Christ would die and be the first to rise from death. They said that the Christ would bring light to the Jewish and non-Jewish people.
While Paul was saying these things to defend himself, Festus said loudly,
"Paul, you are out of your mind. Too much study has driven you crazy."
"Most excellent Festus, I am not crazy. My words are true. They are not the words of a foolish man. King Agrippa knows about these things. I can speak freely to him. I know that he has heard about all of these things. They did not happen off in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe what the prophets wrote? I know you believe.
Do you think you could persuade me to become a Christian in such a short time?
Whether it is a short or a long time, I pray to God that not only you, but every person listening to me today would be saved and be like me, except for these chains I have.
Then King Agrippa, Governor Festus, Bernice, and all the people sitting with them stood up and left the room. They were talking to each other.
There is no reason why this man should die or be put in jail.
And Agrippa said to Festus,
We could let this man go free, but he has asked Caesar to hear his case.